Man, you just like bulldozed over like
okay,
me. About
do you understand
to...
how high and drunk I've been for the last 5 years of my life?
Like I was about.
And to... also, I have long-term memory problems.
I was about to make a joke about like her pussy.
It's
like,
blank as on, fuck.
On her remote.
Ew! Don't remind me.
Like
she does that too. So once in a while, I'll leave my bag of inappropriate stuff on the bed, and she lays on it. It's super weird.
Yeah, Goose like rolls in my pants.
Oh my god, he tried to play with one of the Kegel balls the other day, and I like yelled at him. Like he like ran from the room. I was like, "Do not!" I wasn't okay. Like there's no like okay. Okay, I'll let Goose like roll his face in like my bra and my pants or whatever just because that makes him happy, but he does not get to play, actually touch the sex toys.
It's like, yeah, you only get to touch the stuff that's actually outside of the pussy.
Exactly.
Not the inside of the pussy.
No, that's yours.
It's like, Goose, you're an outside pussy.
I love you.
I'm so hungry.
What'd you get to eat?
A chimichanga.
Nice.
She has like the green screen effect on, so just like, yeah, you know, green screening her like ceiling or something.
I had like an okay chimichanga last night. It was okay.
I hope this is good because I've been waiting for it.
I mean, but that's the last time I'll order from that restaurant. Like everything you've gotten has been like good, not great. So we're done with that one.
So the thing is, the stupid driver put my drink on the clearly wonky ramp. And when I stepped out, it spilled all over the place.
No!
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's so fucking... Like, that's on you at this point.
No, it's not. It's
so on you.
No, it's not.
You stepped
it's
on the...
It's clearly wonky.
You stepped on the wonky ramp.
You have to step outside to grab the stupid bag.
You should have done some ninja flips and, like, grabbed your drink before the wonky ramp knocked it over. Like, just be glad, like, one of the chickens didn't come around the corner and just, like, you know, peck your drink over and be like, ha-ha, take that, human.
It's just, who puts a drink on an uneven surface?
People getting paid minimum fucking wage to deliver your food that you don't want to drive out and get?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
We tipped him good.
And you know Courtney knows how to tip. Courtney taught me how to tip.
I know how to tip.
Well, okay, well, typically when I need the tip, I just always ask Courtney and I put whatever Courtney said down.
Typically.
I walked into that. I walked into that. I admit it. I walked into that.
Well, welcome, everybody. It is the Human Podcast. You know, it's the same group of characters. My wife's back. She's done being mad at me. I laid down some pipe and, you know, she's like, oh, yeah. You're...
That's not my version of the events, but the dick did make a lot of things better.
Yeah, I mean, it always does. So well, you just,
yeah,
you know,
makeup sex is the best.
You just pound it in. And I, you know, laid down pipe with two fingers inside. I'm like, yes.
Oh, this is so nasty.
And my wife wanted her fucking drink, so I got her this drink.
Yeah, okay, I knew it was going to be nasty, and I'm committed, and I will down it. I knew it was going to be gross.
She's like, why, like, the last time I had this on the 100th episode, it's like, why don't you down that AMF double strength?
Yeah, because it takes you forever to get drunk. I was trying to pregame you.
Yeah, no, it does a well enough job. Why aren't you chugging it like a college student?
Because it's disgusting. And also, I'm nauseous as fuck, so it has to stay down.
So
like,
good.
I can vomit like after the alcohol has been absorbed.
So good. I mean, I can blow
no,
it up.
It tastes like Axe.
Yeah, no, that's because it's a lot of it. I asked her if she wanted a single, and it's...
No, I'm not a bitch. Okay, I'm not that kind of bitch.
And a single is just an eighth of a cup of, you know, vodka, gin, tequila, and clear rum. So...
5/8 is more than a half cup in total.
I mean, it's, you know, a half a cup of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Because you doubled it.
No, not now is a cup of alcohol.
Exactly.
You got a straight cup of alcohol.
Yeah, I know. I knew what I was getting into.
And, you know,
I'm not surprised by this result.
Seven up and So yeah, she wanted it. I got it for her. She's like, ew, it's alcoholic.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Welcome to what I needed to do for fun in North Dakota.
Okay, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to drink it and I'm not going to enjoy the after the side effects.
Oh, yeah, no, like, you'll be halfway through that and be like, oh, my God. I like peanut butter.
I know, babe. See how much I've sucked down, though.
She's like...
I'm making progress.
An eighth of the cup.
Okay, it's a fucking big gulp cup.
It is. It has Deadpool
like
on it.
Like from the fucking movie theater cup.
Yeah, it's not like a big gulp cup, but it's a big cup.
Besides, I'm going to have to pee soon.
It's 32 ounces. Yeah, that's fine. You have full capability. Like, me and Courtney did the entire podcast last week.
Yeah.
We nailed it. I haven't even gotten into any of the fucking bullshit that I have shit written down this week.
Because it's new and improved.
I mean, no.
Why?
Like, am I ever going to improve? No.
On perfection? No.
Absolutely not. Like, you know, my mom.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure my mom would love for me to improve. She's like,
that's not her job anymore. It's mine.
So I just wish like my son would have like a real job, like where he makes real money. Like he thinks that, you know, $21 an hour is like real money. It's not. Oh my God.
You're making more than me. So shut the fuck up.
He's making under $100,000 a year. What a fucking loser. And I don't have any kids, so that really makes up for it.
This is true. We have so much money to spend on our cats.
But if I became a Colorado Highway Patrolman...
Sexy. Would you wear the belt in bed?
No!
Aw.
I'd just beat you more. I'd come home and be like, you know what I had to do today? I had to sit in a construction zone!
You'll have the shocky things!
The taser?
Yeah.
I'll just hook them up to your nipples and be like, ah, and you're like, I don't like that at all. I'm like, ah, I found something you don't like. And just keep on going. Just like, behave. just get you like, you know, like fucking nipple rings that like have tasers built into them. And it's like, oh, you want a back talk? Okay. Click. This is, my nips.
I am not mad at this.
Yeah. Until you get shocked with, in your tits.
Okay, well, I've had nipple piercings. Like,
I like how like Courtney like muted herself.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I was joking.
Wait, you were dying?
Shoot,
Courtney.
I was. So I muted how... it.
Oh my God, my Courtney! Shit, oh my fucking God, it. Courtney! How... Why, Courtney? Why did Courtney? Why did you? What?
Well, I'm trying to eat fast, and I just can't eat fast.
Don't eat fast. You don't have to.
Oh my God.
We just riff on here, and usually...
Okay, I could have done nothing in this situation, but I am still horrified that you almost died, and I wasn't there to hear it.
We could have, like, made fun of you. Like, we're going to do so now, but, you know...
Okay, it's too soon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, it was, like, really bad.
She could have died on the podcast, and I'd have still made fun of her, like, on this podcast. I'm like, oh, no, Courtney died.
Okay, no, Courtney's sharing her trauma.
And you know, she's choking, and it's like...
So you know how when we went to that party one time, right, or the comedy club and
the Bukkake party? Night, yeah, it was pretty great.
I ended up like having really bad acid reflux and it like damaged my esophagus. Like I was in pain for 2 weeks after that.
Oh my God.
I've been having problems ever since then with my stomach and like I've developed GERD.
Yeah.
And like I've started taking medication and stuff, mm-hmm, but like mm-hmm. It's like been in my sleep and it's come up while I've been in my
okay.
It's disgusting.
Can you elevate yourself when you sleep? Like
I already am. See, like seriously, this is how I lay and it still comes up.
Okay, but what position do you wake up in? Like you slanted or
same
you...
position? No, I've been working really hard to make sure that I can't move and turn over. I haven't woken up on my stomach even once.
Okay.
At all.
She wakes up in reverse cowgirl. It's like,
dude,
what?
There's something hella wrong with your sphincter.
Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like.
She has like seven.
One.
Yeah. I
my
can't
remember. Stomach one.
I want to say pylorus, but yeah. I think that's the bottom one.
Yeah. Have I ever like been serious on anything?
Upper sphincter of the stomach.
It's like the one that my dick will never reach unless a woman eats my dick.
Oh, it is the esophagus.
Yeah. Yeah, quite honestly, I ended up like just barfing all that I ate up.
So are your lips the sphincter too?
I don't know.
I don't think so. No, they're controlled by two. No, it's not like a ring muscle. You have muscles that pull and move your lip around.
I mean, like
the sphincter is a ring muscle.
I mean, blowjob queens. I mean, that might as well just be a sphincter up there. Just always, she just keeps her mouth in a ring all day long. Fucking, I call those women awesome.
Ugh.
Oh.
Okay. No. Just.
They practice with like corn dogs. It's like, I need something bigger.
Ew.
Traffic
Not
cones.
Not plant ones, right? Because that's a bad decision.
Just traffic cones.
But traffic cones are collapsing. They're not rigid.
No, a lot of them are rigid. Like I
thought they were collapsible, like the ones the fireman pulls out of their bags.
No, those are rare.
They're rare?
They're rare, yeah.
Why the fuck are they rare? It's so much more compact.
Yeah, I mean, you can also stack the other ones, so.
My brother stole a cone once.
Yeah, I mean, like what I do is I used to have traffic cones in the back of my truck. They took them out for whatever fucking reason. Probably because I had too many fucking tires in the back of my truck. But I'd use a corner of a traffic cone to break up ice. I know it's
nasty. I am not denying this. I knew it would be nasty.
My wife is suffering through an AMF right now.
Okay, no. I'm going to be so drunk. Like, I can't wait.
Double strength AMF.
Does that make me an alcoholic?
No.
Okay.
An alcoholic can, you know, drink an AMF for breakfast, go to work, and, you know, still manage the Denny's just fine.
Yeah. If I want to go be a working alcoholic, I need to get a new job.
So. Oh. You know, better news. Louis C.K. just dropped his new fucking special. Sorry. Fucking go check that shit out. I'm not endorsed by him. Go check out his fucking special. Go buy it.
Which was his sexual mishap?
He was jerking off in front of girls.
Oh, the first dude. Okay, yeah, whatever.
In his own hotel room. Suck a dick. Stop fucking, you know, hating on Louis C.K. I bought his
album. Okay, I just needed a reference. Move on.
I bought his album day one. Hilarious. Just boom.
Yeah, he's a good comedist? Comedian? Shut up!
You were about to say communist.
No, I
He's just, a great communist.
I got my suffixes confused. Oh my god. It happens to everybody.
It's like my comedy? No, our comedy.
Oh, I participate like, what, 10%? I'm not funny.
I mean, I try and be funny. I seriously do. But it doesn't, you know, nail down. So I'm like, whatever. Who cares? Like, some of my jokes fall flat. But that's every comedian ever.
And besides, you're building your repertoire. Repertoire? You don't even know
I don't remember a single thing I said. Like, I could listen to, like, three podcasts ago and be like, oh my gosh, this
guy. Okay, you're putting yourself in your paces.
This guy is hilarious. Who is? Oh, it's me. But I don't listen to my own podcast.
And why not?
Why would I?
Well, how would you know what you want to change?
I don't want to change anything.
All right.
I mean, like I do this for fun. Like it costs me money to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, I just.
Isn't that a tax write-off?
I'm sure it is somewhere. I don't care though.
You're gonna want all the. Are your taxes gonna be worse after buying a house or better?
I don't know. God. That's a question that you should ask someone that's like an accountant or something.
We're gonna have someone do our taxes for us this year.
Oh, that's why. I just figured out why like the. Bullshit didn't go to Courtney on the original thing.
This is why you're an editor.
Well, I'm not going to fix it now. Are you kidding me?
Fix what?
Like, remember earlier when you couldn't hear us? It's because I had my USB line out at zero.
Mm.
So anything coming out of here through the computer wouldn't get heard, but I could hear it and the recorder could hear it.
Oh my goodness.
Pod track P8, motherfucker. Mm. Yeah. I mean, hopefully all this got recorded. I mean, worst case scenario, we just have to do it again tomorrow. So, yeah, go check out Louis C.K.'s new fucking special. Goddamn hilarious. And talking about dashes for cash. Did you all see that fucking video of those South Dakotan teachers crawling on the ground?
Oh, my fucking God.
Crawling on the ground for money for their classrooms.
I know I'm like way on the extreme here, but like 100%, that is super fucked up.
100%. I'm the opposite. Good, good, good. That is excellent. I love it. It is South Dakota. Like, none of those kids need education.
Like, how fucking cold was it? Like, they didn't have gloves on or anything.
They had a carpet.
Oh, it was carpeted? I thought it was concrete.
No, it was on a hockey rink. It was like the halftime show during a hockey game. And most people in the States don't even know where an ice rink is near them.
I do.
Where's the nearest ice rink?
It's here in town. Remember me and Courtney would go ice skating all the time? And I like twisted my ankle super bad, and that was the end of it. Like, you said no.
I never said no.
No, but you said no, and I agreed with you. I was like, yeah, that was scary.
Well, it's I didn't get invited ever. To go.
Did you want to go?
Ice skating?
Can we go together?
Yeah, I'll show you my skills.
I want to do that.
I'll show you my skills and fucking, you know, how easily I can fucking scrape my knee. It's like, oh no, you meat crayoned across the entire ring.
I know, but you're a man. You get to shrug it off and walk.
Yeah, no. Now I'm a 30-year-old man. It is a very different thing. It is like I fall down and it's like, oh shit, I might need to take a month off work. Call my boss. I fell.
Do you know why you have back pain? Do you know why everyone in this entire fucking country has back pain?
Probably because poor posture.
Yeah, your fucking phone. Don't fucking lean over and look at your phone for your entire fucking life. You will have back pain.
Yeah, well, what about the fucking old people that died before phones even came out? Why did they?
That's like nerve damage and your body wasting away and stupid bad arthritis.
No, I have back pain because...
You have sciatica.
Yeah, because I decided to fucking catch a motor with
hands down, the dumbest decision you ever did after marrying me.
No, the dumbest decision was getting married. Okay.
Less insulted.
Men, I'm going to give you a secret here, okay? Never get married. It's a bad idea. It's a terrible idea.
But you're married.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm the wolf in the fucking bear trap, you know, about to bite off my own fucking leg, looking at the other wolves. Don't go in this thing. It's going to hurt. It's going to suck.
Am I the bear trap?
A marriage is the bear trap.
So I'm the hunter. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I just bite off my leg and fucking escape. I just, you know, get a new name, just move to Mexico, be like, hello, my name is Alejandro Lopez.
So I'd still get the insurance money?
No.
What?
I'd call the insurance back. Yo, I'm still alive. I just ran away from this crazy
thing. Oh, my God. Then what am I going to do with the house? Let it go into foreclosure?
Probably. Nah.
Oh, my gosh, Alex. You'd sell it.
Sell it. Make money.
Wait, you can sell a house you haven't paid off?
Yes, of course.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, like, say we're halfway through paying off this house.
Uh-huh.
We can sell the house, get, you know, the $150,000, and then go buy another house.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works, yes. You know, you can be paying on this house for 10 years, you know, have 10 years of equity built up in the house, and then turn around, sell this house, and upgrade to a better house with $100,000 into the new house. So,
how can we just walk away from a loan?
The loan gets paid off.
The loan gets paid off by you selling the house.
Yeah. So when
so you pocket the difference.
That's why sometimes it takes a long time for escrow to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of that paperwork.
Yeah, I mean it's the same reason, you know, why like if you die with a bunch of properties, it takes years.
Oh, I thought that was like the government's problem with the IRS.
I don't know, but I mean, I don't plan to leave you anytime soon.
Well, that's good.
You got another 30 years, and then I'll be dead. I'll be 60 years old, a dead man.
So, like, can I just, like, take myself out when your dick stops working?
No, just go cheat on me like a normal woman. Like, go find some young piece of ass. Like, dudes are going to always be stupid. And they'll be like, oh, you got a pussy? You want to fuck?
I know, but, like, some strange dude is going to have to take forever to figure out what I like.
You'd
like,
be surprised how, like, quickly, like, these men could just come in and be like,
nah.
Trust me. Like, if you like what I have, there's men that can offer better. I guarantee.
No, but you like.
You're like, you lick my pussy and then come inside me in 30 seconds. It's like, there's other dudes that can beat that.
I thought it was 3 minutes for the top ramen.
No, babe, like, I can fuck you and finish, like, while I'm typing in the time for the top ramen. I can make beep, boop, bop. Yeah, oh, I'm done.
Okay. You know what? Do you want statistics? Men tend to come in about a range of 3 to 6 minutes. And then women tend to come in around a range of 20 to 30 minutes from the beginning of arousal.
And it takes 5 minutes for teachers to get $500.
Oh, my God. Don't bring me back to that. I'm still just...
I'm so happy about it. Dude, these teachers got like $1,000, and all they had to do was show up. People were like, oh no, they had to crawl on the ground. It was demeaning. And blah, 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 blah.
Who it can- was demeaning.
So?
No, it's like throwing scraps on the floor for the dogs to come fight over.
Babe, if there was $10 on the ground, I would fucking lick a trail of peanut butter off
exactly.
The ice.
Exactly. It's humiliating.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Trust me, the teachers signed up for this, and they were having a great time in the video.
Did you read any of the testimonials that came out afterwards from the teachers?
Yeah, of course they're going to, you know, be like, oh, no, it was horrible.
In the moment, you're like, oh, my God, money, because capitalism. But afterwards, it's like, that was, like, fucked up.
They signed up for it. They said, I want to do this. And there's 21 other teachers that would love to do that as well. And guess what? Everyone that signed up for it got money. There's like $15,000. Just be like, boom, 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 boom. Here you guys go.
I mean, but this is just a continued comment on our fucked up school system.
Yeah, fuck them teachers. They get the summers off. And then they get fucking paid, you know, $30,000. Get a job during the summer. Strip. Make it OnlyFans.
Oh my God. What do you think they do with their summer? They're prepping for classes. Like, they don't get time off.
They're prepping for the same class. Just reuse the material. Oh, cool. You had a bigger brother? Guess what? He gives you all the cheat sheets for next year. You get an easy A. Awesome.
Yeah. Like, teachers who do that, like, that's kind of like lame.
Are great teachers.
Like, do you think I'd be a good teacher?
No. Honestly, no.
If it was something you were interested in, yeah.
Like, if you're teaching about, like, cats, and you're teaching, like, kids about cats, and they're, like, really interested, yes. But if you're teaching teenagers about cats, like, pussy,
I think Alex would do good at a college level or college prep classes or something like that.
No. The men in the class just...
I've thought about that more than once.
I'll just be staring at her tits like, oh my God, I want to fuck her so bad.
I don't care if people stare at my tits. My tits are like the tits. They're great. I love my tits.
I just want...
I expect people to look at my tits. They're fantastic. And if like some rando is like turned on by my tits, but like never gets to touch me, I'm like, fuck yeah.
You know, here's the thing. You know, most men are weird, okay? And it takes a lot for a chick to get over that.
What the fuck?
Like Courtney.
No, we're different sides of the species. No.
Here, I'll prove it to you. Courtney, have you ever like had a, you know, interaction with a dude that was like really weird, but he like hit on you anyway? And you're like, no, that's way too fucking weird for me.
Okay, what you're construing like, and what you've just presented are not the same things.
What? Courtney, go ahead.
Guys have always been weird. What the fuck are you talking about?
So, like a guy that comes up to you and is like, Madame, how are you this evening? And like, they just do something weird. Like, they, like, do a dance or something or talk about, like, Kingdom Hearts. And they're like, did you know that Sora in Kingdom Hearts is, you know, blah, 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 blah?
I'd shut that down.
Yeah, see? It's just, no, I'm good. You know, or they get you a drink and they're like, I wonder what your feet smell like. Can I smell your feet, goddess? Or something weird like that.
You.
There's dudes.
Why are you shaming?
I'm not.
Fetish. Or feet fetishes?
I'm not. I'm actually putting them in a fucking pretty good light. They're calling women goddesses and shit like that, and they just want to smell their feet. You're muted again. But, you know.
Yeah, I muted myself.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would mind it if someone licked my foot. Like, I'm completely creeped out by hands touching my feet, but I think a tongue actually would be perfectly fine.
No, they just, like, want to, like, smell your shoe.
Oh, they don't want to smell my shoe. It does not smell pleasant.
But to some dudes, it does. To some dudes, it is, you know, an aphrodisiac.
So why are you kink-shaming them?
I'm not! Go for it! Dude, if you want to smell feet... Like, obviously, these two women are down. They're like, yeah, go ahead. I don't care. You know, shoot your shot if you have a foot fetish. But, honestly, you know, just don't be too creepy about it. Just come up straightforward and be like, this is what I like. Are you interested at all? But, you know... Come in with some personality beforehand before introducing any fucking sex to it. Courtney almost looks like she's frozen.
I feel like finding a partner is very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Finding a partner, it's one word. It's a very easy word.
Fuck.
Settling.
What?
It's like, you know, I want... You know, something like, you know, in your head, you have an idea of what you want. Okay. You're like, I want this, 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 this. I want all these check marks. And it's like, well, he checks off one of the check marks. He has a penis. That's one of the check marks. Okay. We're good. Marriage. Because you find out that, you know, trying to, you know, check all the boxes. You're like, oh my God, he checks so many of the red flag boxes. It's crazy. He called his mother in the middle of a date. And he's Jewish. He has a long nose, so it means a long dick. And he's Jewish, so he might have money, but oh my God, he's really annoying and he has a nasally voice.
Okay. If someone has a list and all those boxes are checked, in the long run, do they actually like that or do they end up coming to realize they want something else?
See, here's the whole
like,
fucking...
I think not having boxes checked can actually be a good thing.
There's a whole fucking secrets about it.
Huh.
Do not, you know, go after someone because you find them physically attractive. Because, you know, you give a woman 10 years and it's like, ugh, it's all gone. Go after them because they can deal with your fucking insanity, dudes. If you find a woman that can put up with your fucking weirdness... You know, everything that you have fucked up in your head.
So, I'm unattractive.
You're attractive.
Okay, thank you. Continue.
But you also fucking deal with, like, my murderous intentions all the time.
You say that like I didn't know about that.
Yeah, no, I told you about it. I'm like, I'm driving a truck.
Long story short, you're not the one who settled.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah, but I'm like, she has a vagina. and boobies. That's it. That's all I needed. That,
like, I had great tits even then.
I'm like, you know, vagina,
yeah.
Boobs. Check, check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, breathing, bonus, check.
Ew. You're fucking gross. Fucking gross.
Bonus check.
Oh my god.
I mean, named episode bonus check.
You're still gross though.
I know. Not as bad as Jeff Bezos. Did you see what happened in Kentucky?
As long as he's dead, I don't care.
He is not dead.
God
but
damn it.
Some of his Amazon workers are. After a tornado ripped through one of the Amazon facilities, and a bunch of motherfuckers are sitting there with headphones on, and it fucking killed a grip of them. Like, I think it was like...
Okay, I have... Okay, let me think about this. Okay, so on one hand, he can't control the weather. On the other hand, if he should... Like, if that kind of shit's going on, it should be made more obvious to employees. However, if employees are allowed to wear noise-canceling headphones, but then they're also in a work that, like, allows it because they're treated so horribly at work. So, like, I'm coming up with, like, 40% Bezos' fault.
It killed 6 workers in Edwardsville, Illinois.
Why do people live where there's fucking... tornadoes all the time? Like, seriously, there's like this one town that has like the most tornadoes the entire fucking year, and people just live there, and then when they lose their house, it's so sad, but they keep living there. So, like, I don't know what else they want. Like, they like low-key brought this on themselves.
Damn, the tornado toppled the warehouse with 11 inch thick concrete walls.
Yeah,
that's pretty fucking thick. That
yeah, volcanoes are... I keep saying volcanoes, don't
tornadoes.
I? Okay. I like volcanoes more than I like tornadoes, and I keep forgetting tornadoes because, like, they're not volcanoes. But, but like, my grandma and grandpa, they were in Illinois once, and they were, like, visiting a friend, and, like, a tornado came through, and it took out half the town, and, like, it, like, half the town, like, straight down the middle, and my grandma and grandpa were on the right side of the town that didn't get eradicated, and my grandma was like, yeah, we left the next day, and I'm like, yeah, grandma, you were super smart.
See, there's, like, about 80 people confirmed dead in a tornado that ripped through Kentucky.
Because people still live, but there's lots of tornadoes. But also, global warming is making tornadoes more prevalent, and tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
You're trying so hard, babe.
I know. I, you know, at least 78 deaths. I'm like, you forget Kentucky is even a state. Let them all die. Who cares?
And B, we always need more predators.
Like,
holy shit.
What has Kentucky brought other than bourbon?
Standing horses and walking horses.
What?
They're horses that walk in a special manner.
So retarded...
And they walk in a special manner, which means the saddle moves different.
So retarded horses is what you're saying.
Oh my god, no. They make big steppies.
Like what, they goose step?
They stick their legs straight out and then they come back. Oh my god.
Are they Nazi horses? Like, don't.
Yes, don't, they're fucking don't. Nazi horses.
They're like, they're sitting there hailing Hitler. Is Courtney okay?
Oh my god, are you dying?
Sorry.
You're not dying, right?
No, I'm good.
Oh my
I'm
fucking
not.
God.
I'm like,
I'm fine.
I'm like, she's like looking at a spider on her wall or something. Like, she's just staring so fucking just like, what? Like, she just like does not want that spider to move. And like, the spider's like, I'm about
honestly,
she's like,
my stomach's a little upset.
And yeah, I probably because a spider. Like, the spider's like, I'm about to jump on your ass. If you look away from me even for a second, I'm jumping. It's like, you're like getting all ready. It's like, and Courtney's like, please don't jump on me. I'd love it if you just didn't do that. That'd be cool. The spider's like, look away. Look away, and you'll find out. She's like not even like looking at her phone.
I'm looking at my phone.
No, I think Courtney has like a second phone or something, or is like watching a TV.
I'm watching TV. Quite honestly, I like feel like yakking, and
well,
I just
mute yourself if you're gonna yak. Ain't no one want to hear
have.
That. Okay, good. Like, I thought you were...
Yeah, I'll make myself.
Oh, no, my wife has to go do a...
I have a fucking UTI, okay? I am not okay.
She has a UT. But yeah, so a group of fucking people have died in Kentucky. It, like, affected some other states around it. Who cares? You know, like, that's where the people gave up when, you know, going to California for gold. They're like, let's go to gold. Like, Ron White has a great joke about that. They, like, settled in, like, you know, Des Moines. And like, all right, I give up. I'm done traveling. I'm going to go over there and fuck that girl with Down syndrome. And we're going to have ourselves a Downey family. We're gonna be the Downeys. And just a bunch of retarded ass people, and they didn't learn how to build good enough buildings, and you know, a bunch of them are dead. I don't feel bad for them. That sucks.
Okay, so like, you know how Momo sits on the sink?
Yeah.
She's like perfect height for me to grab, so whenever she sits there, I just automatically grab her and take her places with me.
Oh my gosh! So, Momo, Mochi's my cat, and she was up on the sink earlier today, and she baked her water out of the sink, and I have a filter on the bathroom sink, and she loves that water. She's this fucking snob about it. She's like, no, aww, I don't want peasant water.
And give whose me, fault is that?
Give me yours, because you introduced her to it.
You're the one who gave her the Brita filtered water first.
And then, so, she's like, I want... But the sink was wet, and so she slipped and fell off of it. Just like a dumbass cat. Yeah. You're dumb, Mochi.
Why would you tell her that? You're going to give her daddy issues.
You know, go become a stripper and make me a bunch of money.
I mean, she's chunky enough for it. Like, look at her belly. She's thick.
Yeah, you have tits hanging down.
Oh. Oh my god, her fupa is so big.
But
the primordial pouch.
Primordial pouch. No, yeah. Nothing will come out of that.
Well, that, yeah, it's
that primordial soup of her belly.
It's just a residual of evolution, like the itty bitty, like fake, like weird fin thingies on whales.
But well,
they have bones for back feet that don't exist.
But while Kentucky got all the fucking...
oh, yeah, the walking horses! Continue.
They got the fucking horse shit for it. Colorado, we got some crazy-ass windstorms. And last week...
Oh, my God.
I was driving through all that.
It was so fucking scary, and I was, like, in the house. Like, oh, my God, Mochi was so scared.
It blew down my fucking barbecue. How dare it?
Oh, my God, I, like, tried to go out there and, like, pick it up, and it was too heavy for me, and I was like, fuck, damn. And then a branch fell down, and I was out.
Yeah, no, a bunch of shit. It didn't knock over my toolbox, so I'm happy about that. So I'm like...
I know, I tried to move that, and it was, like, solid, and I'm like, well, the wind ain't taking that, bitch.
Yeah, no, it's full of tools.
Yeah, it's solid.
And the entire backyard is 100% locked down, so it's... Not like anybody can get through. They'd have to move like a 200-pound concrete block and rip it out of the ground, and it's rebarred into the ground with clay. And I put a lot of effort into that. But yeah, so we were driving through that. It sucked for us too. So that's why I don't feel bad for you, Kentucky. You're just weak people. Fucking...
They're all fucking, like...
They're all drinking Kentucky bourbon. Screw them.
Is Nashville in Kentucky or is it in Tennessee?
Well, Tennessee bourbon's a different thing, too.
No, where's Nashville?
Tennessee.
Okay. Thank you.
Because you're the only Tennessee.
I love you so much.
Yeah, whatever. So, we got our Florida story for the week, and then we're going to do some Christmas trivia.
Oh, God.
Oh, God is right.
Oh, no.
Courtney, do you know your Christmas trivia?
I don't know anything about Christmas.
A little bit. Why?
Good. Because we're going to do some Christmas trivia.
Like, I know a lot about the Rudolph the movie.
Oh, this should be perfect. You know what? I'm going to go in the living room.
Fuck you.
I'm going to turn on my Christmas light.
Okay. Florida. FL.
Okay. So, Florida.
Wait.
Oh my god.
Wait 1 second.
Move some ass, girl.
I have to turn on the Christmas tree light.
Because it's beautiful, just like you.
Yeah, it's awesome, right?
I love it.
Let me turn.
Okay.
I know, it's so colorful.
It's so nice.
So gay.
Oh my
god. Babe, we're doing that next year, so learn from the master.
Ugh. No. So, Florida man, Adam Janine, was...
Not Janine?
I thought it was Jean or something.
Aww.
Janine. Was kicked off a United Airlines flight for wearing a red thong as a mask. So, he just had, like, panties, like, going over his mouth like a ninja mask. Not lace panties or anything, just solid, solid red. You know, I'm hoping they're used.
I mean, it'd be sad if they weren't.
And yeah. It covered his mouth. It covered his nose.
So hopefully it was used, like seriously.
And it, you know, went over his ears and everything.
Oh, that's not how I imagined it being worn.
Yeah, no, just over his ears, you know, secured. And he's like, yeah, this whole bullshit's ridiculous. And, you know, they're like, get off the flight. Just get off. I'm like, how did he get through the airport?
That is a very valid question. So either A, no one gave a fuck, or B, he waited till last second.
And number one, it's Florida. Fuck off. They don't even have rules over there. Nothing, like, I'm surprised United even cared enough.
That is surprising, though. Although, quite honestly, United has fucked themselves so much in the ass, of course they had to stand up.
I will never ever fly with United.
Oh, fuck no.
Never in the world will I fly with United.
And you've flown what, Spirit?
I've flown Spirit. I've flown Frontier. And I usually fly Southwest.
Boom.
And, you know, it's like, Southwest is the shit.
I love Southwest.
Okay, look, I'm halfway through. I love.
Good for you. But... You know, doing this has taught me one thing. You can be an asshole to these fucking flight attendants. They're fucking snobs. They don't care about anything. They're just like,
they're making so much money. However, they have the second highest rate of cancer job wise across the world.
Good. Let them die.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, because you are so much more. You are so much higher in the atmosphere. There's less shield.
But yeah.
Way more radiation.
And I endorse this. You can be an asshole to flight attendants.
Like, seriously, much.
And anybody that is in the flight industry whatsoever. You just be an asshole.
Gosh, that's so mean.
No, it's not. Like, they're snobs. So much radiation. They say, sir. Like, sir, sir. Like, I'm like.
Yeah, because people are assholes.
Yeah, they deserve it though. They're the only ones in the
world.
They're the only ones in the world that deserve it. The only ones. The only people in the whole goddamn world. Like
I could never be a pilot, you know? I can barely drive a car. There's no way I could. Do you drive a plane? No, you fly
it.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh, you
wait,
are so...
Wait, so why is it fly instead of drive it?
Because it's flying?
I know, same thing.
Well, no, you're drive because you're driving. But no, you don't... Do you steer a boat?
You drive a boat too, so
okay. But
what's the difference?
But the captain drives the boat. He's the captain. The ship isn't captaining, but it's driven by a captain. But it's drift. It's not drive. It's not been driven by driving. I'm so sorry.
This is hilarious.
You are just cross-faded. It's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying. A driver drives, a pilot flies a plane that's flying, but a captain doesn't captain a boat. You drive a boat. Does that make sense?
I mean, you steer a boat.
Okay.
You captain a boat.
Yeah. But is it captaining?
I mean, I don't know. First mating. Butt fucking. That's what you're doing about, really.
The Caspian Lake Voyage one was like my second favorite book of Narnia. The first one, my favorite one, was one about the talking horse and like the Arabian princess.
Well, I got Christmas trivia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
I know. Courtney got excited for once. All right. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
Three.
No.
Give me a second.
What? It's three.
No, it's not.
What?
What is your answer, babe?
Five.
It is four.
God damn it. Okay, I should have gone with my gut and not counted the last one. Fuck.
Who are they?
It is the first ghost, like the narrator.
Yeah.
The
ugly one.
And then the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Wait, what about Marley and Barley?
Don't know.
What about Marley and Barley? Don't they count?
No.
That's who I was counting. And I decided to...
I don't think the narrator counts.
It does.
Like, we don't technically know he's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
Okay, he's what about Marley and Barley? Do either of you know what I'm even talking about?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
I saw that movie so many times as a kid, and it traumatized me so bad. I was
Here's a question for you, babe.
No.
Where was baby Jesus born?
Bethlehem.
No, in a manger.
I was going to say.
In Navajo?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Jeez, man.
What are the
more questions. I want to give bad answers.
What are the two other most popular names for Santa Claus?
Saint Nick. And
Klaus?
No.
Saint Nicholas? Saint Nicholas?
You said Saint Nick. What's the other one?
Oompa Loompa?
Let me see.
My wife is gone.
I'm going to remember.
I tried! Okay, I gave Klaus. That was a very good answer, in my opinion. I didn't know what else. Grandpa?
What's his full name?
Klaus Fredrickson?
No, he has another full name.
Drunk?
What?
Kris Kringle.
Oh my God, I totally forgot that one.
Ew, I didn't like that because it reminded me of Krispy Kremes, and I hate Krispy Kremes. They're disgusting.
Okay, in the movie Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
I have never seen that movie.
In the original, right?
Yeah. Number one.
I think Europe.
Where in Europe? Europe's like a continent.
Paris?
Fuck. Yeah.
Everyone goes to Paris.
Oh my God.
We're going to go to Paris one day, right? You promised to take me to the Louvre.
Maybe.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's way too easy.
Just ask them anyway.
What words follow Silent Night in the song?
Holy Night.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to the next chorus.
What country did eggnog come from?
Oh my God.
England.
Yeah.
Ew. That's so gross.
My wife just chose like the grossest country she could think of.
I did.
Hang on.
Hey, they eat fucking pudding ham, okay? And like, it's disgusting.
In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge?
Ebenezer.
Yeah.
Good, because I didn't know. I was going to go with Edward, but I knew that was too Twilight.
Which one of Alex. Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot?
Oh my God. I feel like I should know this.
Okay, I'm going to go with Blitzen just because I know that was a German war antic.
Blitzen.
That was my best guess.
So there's Donner and Dancer and Prancer and Blitzen.
That's as far as I got. I don't know Comet anyone else's names.
And Cupid. And...
Oh, Comet.
No.
Rudolph?
No.
No, even I knew that.
Cupid.
Oh my God, shut up.
Who the fuck is Cupid?
Oh my God.
Valentine's
Cupid.
Day.
Cupid.
The little fucking baby that shoots
arrows.
Okay,
I thought
people.
We were talking about a sports team mascot.
Yeah, for another I quite honestly did too.
Yay, I'm not alone. I'm not alone, Courtney.
Okay, yeah, which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
Irish?
Sweden?
No.
Okay, who? Belgium?
Germany.
Ah, damn, I was close. Quite honestly, I was going to guess Ukraine next, so.
How many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Why Seriously? Are you making me do math? Okay.
You're never going to get it.
Yeah, it's too hard.
That's what she said.
Is it above or below 100?
Above.
Is it above or below 200?
I think.
You think?
Give me one second.
She's like pulling out her calculator on her phone. She's like, 12 plus 11 plus 80. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8 plus 9 plus 10 plus 11 plus 12 is 78.
That's a mathematical expression by using an exclamation point after a square. Oh my God, it's been a long time since I actually talked algebra out loud. I apologize to everybody who understood how wrong I am. I'm so sorry.
Algebraic.
I love Adventure Time. I'm literally watching it like the fifth time in a row. I need help.
Just have you come up with an answer, Courtney? Above or below 200?
Is it 244?
I say above.
It's 364.
So are they times it by every single chorus?
Yeah, on the first day of Christmas, when my true love gave for me,
well,
a partridge in a pear tree.
And then what's number four?
On the
French hens.
Four, five golden rings.
Four French hens.
Three turtle doves.
Three calling birds. Two turtle doves.
Like it's all a bunch
and
of
a
garbage.
Partridge in a pear tree.
I'm like, I don't want a fucking partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, I still can't fucking remember what 10 is though. It's driving me nuts. And I'm too, like, lazy to Google it.
What is the best-selling Christmas song ever?
All I Want is for Christmas is You?
No.
What? Okay.
No.
Jingle Bells?
No.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
No.
Is it by the Beach Boys?
No.
Is it the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
No.
No! Okay, I give up.
It's Mariah Carey's.
Oh my God, Bing Crosby.
Of a white.
Bing Crosby.
Christmas.
Classic.
Just it's like the ones.
Oh my God. Why are we on wrong choruses?
Yeah, he's like, I want a white Christmas, not a black Christmas.
Christmas and children.
Although, I'm like low key sad it's not the Peanuts.
Hear. The sleigh bells in the snow.
And
ding, 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 ding.
What was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of?
Was it a twig?
No.
I know it's not a carrot.
Coal
right?
or a carrot?
No and no.
Wait, really?
Okay, so he had a scar.
Oh, a button.
Oh,
yeah,
a button, right?
A button. That's it.
Ah, you beat me to it.
I said it first.
Yeah, you did. Now, props to you.
She's like, a button.
I got it.
What was the first company that used Santa Claus in advertising?
Technology.
Oh my God.
Company.
Yeah, that's a company.
Technology is not a company.
Yeah, yes, it is. Oh, I'm thinking of Technicolor, actually. You're correct. Macy's?
No.
Damn.
Courtney?
Oh. Robackers?
No.
JCPenney?
Coca-Cola.
Because the fucking polar bear. I actually have a Coca-Cola panda bear. Polar bear.
Oh my god.
In the Christmas song, who did the narrator see kissing Santa Claus under the mistletoe?
Mommy.
Mama.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Elf?
No.
I have.
In the movie Elf, how does Buddy get to the North Pole?
He accidentally gets the sleigh.
No, he hides in Santa's sack, which is kind of an entendre. Just makes him seem like a bad
guy. Oh my god.
It's like, let me get in your sack, Santa. Oh, in your ball sack, please. Oh. What are Christmas trees also called?
Yule trees?
Holy shit. Yes, that is 100% right. I did not.
Oh my gosh.
I did not think you'd get that. I'm like, there's no fucking way she ever will get this.
Yeah. I got it.
I cannot believe it. What?
You're so mean.
I mean, that was a hard one. Like, I wouldn't have gotten that. Let's see. What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving? My wife's back.
Shut up.
What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving?
I'm thinking.
It's a Dolly Parton song, right?
I mean, it was written well before Dolly Parton was alive.
Okay, then it's not the song I'm thinking of. Peanuts?
I don't know.
Jingle Bells.
Wait, what?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Like how? Okay.
No. Okay, I'm completely fine with that now that I've thought about it a while longer. Courtney, it was snowing well before Christmas hit. You know, like everyone is already out and like fucking horses pulling sleighs before cars existed type shit.
Dashing through the snow on a one horse open sleigh.
Over the hills we go.
Fucking all the way.
The horse was slow and lean.
How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad.
What fairy tale was the first gingerbread house inspired by?
Okay.
Oh, Hansel and Gretel, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was nowhere near that. I'm so glad I kept my mouth shut.
Why? Who were you gonna say?
I'm not telling you now.
No, you have to say it.
Uh-uh.
Have you ever seen The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes!
Yes.
What was the name of the main villain in The Nightmare Before Christmas?
It was the Boogeyman, right?
What was his name?
Yeah.
The Boogeyman.
Oogie Boogie?
Yeah, holy shit. Courtney. I feel like Courtney's just like, yeah, I fucking have this knowledge.
Yeah, I told you I'd be bad at this.
Oh my goodness.
Have you ever seen The Christmas Story? Don't shoot your eye out.
Okay, wait.
I think so.
Is that the one with like the fucking angel wings, or is that the one with Bing Crosby?
No, it's the one with the fucking little nerdy white dude with blonde hair and black rimmed glasses.
What?
Huh. I don't think so.
In the movie It's a Wonderful Life,
okay.
What happened every time a bell rang?
Fucking angels got their stupid wings.
Well, they got their wings. They weren't stupid.
They were fucking stupid as fuck.
Okay.
Alex got that one.
Here's one that you'll never get in a million years. Mm. What modern day country was St. Nicholas born in?
Modern?
Poland.
No.
Wait, no, give me 1 second.
It's not Poland.
It's not Poland. You'll never get
it. So St. Nicholas?
St. Nicholas, what modern day country was he
born in? Oh, fuck. What? Okay, which Hetalia character Ireland? Was that? God damn it. I'm trying to remember. Okay, it's been so long since I watched Hetalia. Who the fuck was it?
Let me think. Give me 1 second. Let me think. Oh my God.
It's not Poland.
It's not Poland, no.
So mad.
I will be thoroughly impressed.
Greek.
No.
Greek.
Fuck.
No.
No,
Greek? But close.
Oh my God, it's not Poland. No, it's not Poland. It's not Poland.
Courtney is closer with Greece than you are with Poland.
Romania?
No.
Yeah, so is it close by?
Yeah, it's close by Greece, yeah.
Crete?
No.
Turkey?
Yeah.
What? Hetalia lied to me.
The only reason I knew that is because I was looking at a map the other day.
Yeah, like, let's look at all the... But yeah, born okay. in Turkey.
Well, I'm not mad at this. And besides, I'm actually 100% happy with this. The hat.
Okay, what other questions do
like
you got?
It's like an inverse fez.
Well, we're already past an hour, so... We'll do one more question and then...
I was having fun.
Well, we can continue on with some questions after the podcast if you'd like.
Nah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, what's the next question?
What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose?
Play any games.
What kind of games?
That other Monopoly? Reindeers would play.
What kind of games would
that all the other reindeers would play?
What kind of games would they play?
I have absolutely no fucking idea.
Reindeer games.
That's what I said. I just said they're silly games. You're right.
Rudolph with your nose. Oh, shit.
Rudolph with your nose so bright.
Won't you guide my sight tonight?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer
had a very shiny
dick.
Nose.
What if it just says shiny, like what if it's like lipstick like just glowed?
Oh my God, I don't like this song. I almost never sing it.
Do reindeer have lipstick? Like lipstick?
Playing any reindeer?
Oh my God, we're so terrible.
Like Monopoly. Yeah. So Monopoly is all I can think of.
Well, no, that's just something, you know, you kick in like. You know, like a cha-cha-cha on the birthday song.
Reindeer game.
Cha-cha real smooth.
Is what it's according to the songs.
Yep, reindeer games. So
that, seriously?
Yep, reindeer games.
Should it be Monopoly?
Yeah, whatever. You can't play Monopoly if you don't have thumbs.
You don't need thumbs to play Monopoly?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
What? You just kick a dice.
To move the game.
How do you do money then if you don't have thumbs?
You have a tongue. You know?
Yeah, you can still grip shit with your mouth.
Just like that.
Do not lick me. That is gross. Ew.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
But you lick it when I lick your dick?
Yeah, that's like the only part of me that's like, okay. I'm like, I guess I'll put up with this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Don't.
Okay, fine. I will never lick your dick again. It's fine.
Fine. I'll lick my own dick. I don't need you.
You can't reach it. No. That is the only thing I learned from that one movie.
I will go to the doctor and get a rib removed and like lose weight just so I can
Clerks.
Like, just so I can suck my own dick. Just like, look what I'm doing, babe.
I learned that from Clerks. It's not possible.
I'm like sucking my own dick. I'm like, I want a divorce.
I wasn't even supposed to be here.
But we'll see y'all fucking next week. We'll be back again. We'll probably be recording on Christmas. Yeah. So
you know, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 you ho, ho, hos. And, yeah, we'll fucking be back the day after Christmas. Like, that's when it releases anyway. But we record early. Little inside loop.
It's Open Presents Day.
So, yeah. We'll open presents, record. Unless Courtney doesn't want to. You still down to record on Christmas, Courtney?
On Christmas? I think I might be exhausted.
from opening all the presents.
Like, we can do it a day ahead or a day after. It doesn't matter.
That day we're having over Donna's son's family.
Oh,
and then, Ronnie.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a family thing. Oh, my God. It's actually going to be, like, dinner versus, like, a late lunch.
Yeah. No, there's no way Christmas Day works for you.
Well,
yeah.
It might just be me and my wife. We might just have a little, like,
Well, we can do it Sunday morning.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Hey, Alex, do you have Saturday off?
Yeah, I do.
No, I'm working. I'm working Christmas.
Aww. For how long?
Like the morning half, so it's probably going to be like 2-3 hours because boarding's going to be full. And I'm going to have to clean up after all their fucking lazy asses.
Yep, lazy asses. But
God, I'm so ashamed of them. Like, seriously, they should be doing so much of a better job.
Oh, yeah, we have a fucking story from my wife that we'll save for next week.
What story?
Remember you find...
No! Okay, well, okay, fine.
Well, we can record it early.
Well, I'm not gonna be as anguished about it next time.
Well, we'll record it right now and then we'll just shove it in next week's episode. So.
Oh my God, no, then it's just disjointed. Let's move on.
Well, if you want to say it right now, say it right now.
I don't want to say it right now because now it's not important.
Say it right now.
Okay, so like I have a fucking UTI. I have cystitis, but I have a fucking UTI and I fucking know it. So I'm like, I fucking suffered through work. I didn't take azo or anything because I don't want to fuck with urinalysis results because I want to bona fide for sure there's bacteria before I take antibiotics type shit. So like, I fucking just burn through it at work. It's fine. I'm like, okay, cool. I get off a little early. I go to my usual urgent care, which is the same as my GP. So I only have to pay $25 as opposed to the urgent fee, which is like $50. But I get there and it closed at 3. And I'd never gone there on a Saturday, so I didn't know. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. There's an ER right next to home, right next to that Walgreens, so I will go there. I get there. They closed at 4. It was 4:10. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go to the next urgent care that is recommended by the fucking internet, and I get there. And, oh, they're not an urgent clinic. So then I have to go to the fourth one that finally was an actual urgent clinic that was open. And then I sat in a doctor's room for 2 hours only to be told that my urinalysis was not definitive, so let's send it off for a culture. And I still don't have antibiotics, but I can take my azo now, so I feel a lot better.
Damn,
it's been a very stressful 3 hours of my life, and all I fucking wanted was some pain relief.
And I drove through snow. But we'll see y'all next week.
My pain is worse than yours for the first time ever. Bye. Acknowledge it.
Say bye, babe.
No.
Whatever.